Jesus was anointed to preach the gospel of the kingdom. And Jesus came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and, as his custom was, Jesus went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day, and stood up for to read. And there was delivered unto Jesus the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, Jesus found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord." Luke chapter 4 verses 16 to 19. When it was day, Jesus departed and went into a desert place. The people sought after him, and came unto Jesus, and asked him to remain with them so that he should not depart from them. And Jesus said unto them, "I must preach the kingdom of God to other cities also, for therefore I am sent." And Jesus preached in the synagogues of Galilee. Luke chapter 4 verses 42 to 44. Jesus ministered the works of the kingdom. In the evening, when the sun had set, they brought to him all who were sick and those who were demon-possessed. And the whole city was gathered together at the door. Then he healed many who were sick with various diseases, and cast out many demons, and he did not allow the demons to speak, because they knew him. Now in the morning, having risen a long while before daylight, Jesus went out and departed to a solitary place, and there he prayed. And Simon and those who were with him searched for him. When they found him, they said to him, "Everyone is looking for you." But Jesus said to them, "Let us go into the next towns, that I may preach there also, because for this purpose I have come forth." And Jesus was preaching in their synagogues throughout all Galilee, and casting out demons. Mark chapter 1 verses 32 to 39. Jesus went through all the towns and villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every disease and sickness. When he saw the crowds, he was moved with compassion for them, because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest." Matthew chapter 9 verses 35 to 38.